Hey, my name's Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Tobias Schmidt, who is CEO and founder of YY. Hello, Tobias.
Hello, Kirsty.
So, do you want to just tell us a little bit about what YY does? You're a second screen company based in Germany.
That's right. We at YY focus on the second screen, on the fact that there's an increasing number of users that use their smartphone or tablets in parallel to watching TV. We found that it's a sort of very attractive market, especially in terms of advertising, because now the television, which usually traditionally used to be a medium where one broadcaster would read a number of users, but the users wouldn't have any return channel. And now through these mobile devices that almost everyone has while watching TV, there's a return channel and you suddenly can make interactive advertising and interactive television. And that's what we focus on. Our mission at YY is basically to allow to synchronize users in real time with a live broadcast. And in particular, we focus on advertising and new advertising formats by allowing advertisers to complement their TV advertisements with synchronized second screen advertisements that are served through our technology and through our synchronization capabilities.
Okay, so you've mentioned your synchronization capabilities. Is that a kind of, is it a technology platform, or do you create partnerships with people so you know when their shows are going to be on?
It's essentially a very much a technology topic. We have an automated content recognition technology that monitors the broadcast of currently more than 200 channels 24/7 in real time. And as soon as a content item that we have tagged before comes up and is broadcast, we can trigger whatever event may be corresponding on a second screen. Best example probably is a TV ad. Let's say a brand has a commercial which is aired on TV. The first second is being aired, we detect it automatically and then trigger through real-time bidding a second screen ad campaign on the mobile devices that, again, based on our algorithms, are with a high likelihood switched on in parallel to the television.
Okay, so you just mentioned real-time bidding there, which is going to be, I guess, increasingly important for an awful lot of companies. Do you want to tell us a bit about how that works for you?
Yes, I mean, we make use of the fact that real-time bidding is a fast-growing real-time market that's out there. So it's an ideal platform for us to hook up to and create the link between television and mobile. And that's essentially the link that we create. We monitor television and in real time through our technology detect if an ad is being broadcast. And then also through our technology, we hook up to the major DSPs and real-time bidding platforms and therefore allow to buy inventory in real time that we don't necessarily own, but we just facilitate to booking it in real time. So what then happens is a true synchronized second screen advertising experience in the sense that you have an ad appear on TV and at the same time it will appear on a mobile device. And real-time bidding is a facilitating platform that's behind.
Okay, and so you guys have just got $7 million in your Series B round of funding, and I also know you've just made an acquisition as well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how your company is growing?
Sure. We have been very much focused on getting our technology, getting our platform right with the $2.5 million round that we raised in 2012. Since the summer of this year, we have launched our products. We have run number of campaigns with customers such as Vodafone, United Media, One, Otto Group, and others. And based on that success here in Germany, it was clear for us and our existing investors that we want to bring that international. So this current round of funding is primarily for our international expansion. We are, as we speak, setting up in other European countries, covering the UK, France, Italy, and other neighboring countries. But also, we have just yesterday announced that we acquired Second Screen Networks in New York, a US-based company pretty much in the same field and with the same vision that we have. And that will give us another few technology aspects that make us stronger, but in particular, coverage of more than 100 US channels so that we can offer our services also in the US as of first quarter of 2014.
Okay. And so second screen sounds like it's been a massive trend this year and it's going to be massive next year. What is the kind of state of the industry for you? Do you think this is going to continue to grow at pace?
Absolutely. I think we are only at the very beginnings of making second screen advertisement possible and sort of, wouldn't even say mainstream, but that's, I think, what's happening in 2014, 2015. While this year we saw a lot of pilot projects, a lot of sort of test and trials, advertisers and the agencies are generally very, very interested in that topic, want to do more on the second screen, but oftentimes are lacking the means and also sort of cost benefit ratio that makes it efficient for them to book second screen advertising. And that's what we want to facilitate. We want to bridge the gap between a very big market on the TV space and a similarly big and growing market on the mobile side, which is a lot more fragmented. And we want to allow advertisers to basically have a one-stop shop when it comes to second screen advertising, to make it also capital efficient for them to book into that new media category.
Okay, and do you think this is going to become increasingly competitive, or is this something that a lot of companies are going to be able to do, or is it actually quite a difficult task that you guys have are attempting?
I mean, if there was no competition, there's probably no market. But in general terms, we feel that the appetite from advertisers currently is a lot bigger than the actual offering. It is it requires quite a bit of technology and being active on a broad range on the value scale, from the TV side of monitoring and analyzing the TV signal, to the ad serving side on the mobile, to the targeting capabilities of targeting the right mobile users who are actually in front of the television. So there's quite a few technology barriers that make us pretty unique, and that's also the reason why we feel that we usually it's the other way around that US companies come over here. I think we haven't really found something parallel or identical in the US, and that's why we also go into that big market. From this side of the Atlantic.
So you mentioned that 2014, 2015 is going to be massive for your company, and obviously syncing ads between TV and mobile is what you guys are up to at the moment. Have you got any other plans on the horizon?
Well, another field of activity that's also in the marketing field is more on the analysis side. Since we are capable of analyzing the TV signal in real time, and in particular the effects of TV advertising in real time, we see and have sort of productized a few solutions around this capability, basically allowing e-commerce and digital web companies to better analyze and measure in real time the effects of TV advertising on their website, on their traffic, on their revenues, essentially. What people are used to in the mobile and in the digital world. In TV, it's a bit more with a bigger time lag. So it's quite common these days that you only get your reports 2 to 4 weeks after the fact that your TV advertising has been aired. We can do that in real time. Therefore, we can allow digital companies that use TV as part of their marketing budget to do better customer journey analysis, to have a sort of more precise measurement of the real-time effects of their TV ad spend. And that comes. Sort of out of the same technology basis, but as a different angle of what we offer, and it's very much appreciated in particular by digital and e-commerce and web companies.
Okay, so this sounds like using big data and the amount of data that are going to be available to you to make TV hyper accountable. You think that's going to be a trend that we see going forward?
Absolutely, that's one of the areas that we'll focus on in the future.
Okay, perfect. Well, it was really good of you to take some time out to chat to us today. Very interesting proposition, and we obviously wish you the best of luck in your expansion. Thank you very much, Tobias. Cheers.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks
Thank
so much,
you.
Christine.
Bye bye.